This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show for at least most of this week. Jason may or may not be back on Thursday or Friday. He left it quite nebulous.
He likes to come in and like knock out a Friday, like a one-day work week, so then he can have like another three-day weekend.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah. He's always, dude, most calculated guy
I've
ever met.
He's got a PhD in vacation plans.
Yeah. I've never met anyone like
him. I still don't even have one day on the board. I need to make sure my son's graduation, I think. But his graduation is at 2, so do I have to take the day off for my son's graduation?
I mean,
I wouldn't imagine.
If it's local, yeah.
I think it's 2.
And you're good.
Should be fine.
Yeah, should be fine. I just know that somebody's graduation was on the list. Drew Abb sent us a recent list.
Stevie's getting his master's. Presumably he passes these last two classes. And he's not walking. I didn't walk for my master's, I don't think. Did you walk for yours?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, my parents came.
I think I blew it off. and then, yeah, he's blowing it off.
Now you get a master's, I get a JD.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's
same
more,
thing.
Maybe that's nicer than a master's. I probably would walk.
Master's is what, 2 years? I did 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I'd be like, you know, be a lawyer.
I forgot, did you have to write a thesis, or is that for PhD?
I did the non-thesis option, which meant I had to do two...
The less work option.
I had to do two 40-page papers.
Oh.
Which is just so stupid. Do a 40-page paper. Like, what does that even mean? So I just did 40 pages of BS. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're just blithering on about nothing.
Do you even remember the topic?
What can you honestly write 40 pages about? I mean, it's tough.
A lot.
That's a tough call.
I don't remember, but that was one thing that I was gifted at. Maybe that's why I work in radio, is I could just BS a paper. I could BS paper.
I could BS a 10 to 15 or 40 is a lot.
I mean, it was over 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years, crank out 40 pages.
I knocked out two 40-page nothingnesses, and yeah. But I did the thesis option sounded a lot more like painful.
Seems like a big deal.
Although today,
anytime I hear them say thesis.
Today with AI, in my family, all they talk about is AI. My son, all he talks about is AI and how he's incorporating it in his business. My daughter talks about AI and how she incorporates it in her study. My wife uses AI in her work. I'm the only guy not really using AI.
I mean, isn't a Google search AI?
Kind of.
Like if I, type up top 100 free agents.
That's not AI.
It's kind of.
Well, that's some a search of them engine. Get, that's different.
No, it's a little different, but I understand what JP's saying because you will often get an AI-generated answer at first.
A little sidebar has...
Yeah, I get an AI summary of everything that the school sends me now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's like they're sending something, and then at the top, there's this little summary.
Yeah.
Wanted to bring up a couple other things from the weekend, sports-related. The Terps won again.
Yes.
All right. Now,
on
expected.
Yeah.
Expected as they're playing Northwestern.
I think Although Northwestern's always feisty. I never take that one for granted.
They beat them earlier this year, didn't they?
Northwestern beat Maryland. Yeah.
But Maryland entered at number 13. And I don't know why I care. Last week I brought up, could they be a three seed? And Jason was like, oh, I can't be a three seed. Whatever. But if you're 13 and you just keep winning.
You got to look at everything.
I know, but. Their last three losses were all like buzzer beaters.
Hey, they get a double
bye. I think they're pretty legit.
They get a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. That's a good thing.
Don't you think they're pretty legit?
It's hard for me. They obviously are, but it's hard for me.
They seem legit. The problem is,
they kind of come out of nowhere for me.
They better get it all from the starters. They better not get in foul trouble. I mean, that's been the common theme all season long.
Right.
Like, it better be the Crab Five, or one or two of those guys goes cold. It could be.
Well, these, I'll consider you the show Terp expert. You're the one most locked in on them. You feel you have real expectations for this squad. I know you said you're all in.
Yes,
you do.
Yes, this is one of the few teams that can win the national title.
He brought up the statistic from KenPom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they were one of six teams or seven teams. I forget what criteria was.
KenPom's criteria is they have to be in the top 20 in adjusted offense and the top 20 in adjusted defense. And I think like 14 out of the last 16 winners have been both of those. And then when I saw the stat, there were only six or seven teams that fit that criteria, and Maryland was one of them. Mm. Others included Duke, Auburn. I think Houston was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the time, Illinois was one of them. I don't know if they are now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to go on KenPom and see.
So did you guys watch? I watched at least the second half of the Duke-Carolina game. Did you guys catch any of that?
I watched some of it.
I remember, and I guess Carolina is still very bubblicious.
But they've gotten better here in the last month.
They got a lot better. It was trashing them.
The last month they played
like 21 better. Wins.
I think Carolina is one of the first four out.
Yeah.
So depending what they do on the ACC tournament.
And they played great for a first half at least against Duke. It kind of fell apart in the second half. I also had this conversation with somebody regarding Flag that, if he's going to get $8, $9, $10 million, I don't see why he wouldn't consider coming back. He seems to be loving it. And I also thought his mom, I don't care what anybody says. I love watching my kids play as much as anybody. You know me. I go everywhere watching my kids play. When the mom's saying on her effing head like this, she looks, it's embarrassing. She looks like a big hillbilly on TV. Did you see the clip that I'm referring to?
I saw it. I didn't think it was a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's just that. It's not a big deal. It means nothing in life. It's just, it's kind of embarrassing that your mom is such a clown.
It's like an act like you've been there before.
They just
type
be a little
deal.
Classier. Like your son is the best player in his class, arguably.
She's excited.
Yeah, but be excited. But balling it on effing head. Like it's just, she's not classy.
It was
classy.
Like a 1 second clip of her doing this bit.
No. She was. I didn't like the cursing. I want my wife. I want my mom to be a little classier.
Mm.
I just want my mom to be. Dad can do that. Sorry, it's sexist.
Well, Cooper Flag, Quint has been advised by former NBA player Quentin Richardson, who appears on ESPN from time to time and maybe the NBA Network, NBA TV, to avoid NBA purgatory and some avoid the Washington Wizards.
Oh, he specifically spelled out the Wiz.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it.
I believe we have audio of Q Rich talking about that.
I'll ask you guys, yes or no, is Cooper Flag in a Duke uniform next year?
Answer's got to be no, but I'm sure they could come up with some way to make it real attractive for him to come back. They're obviously going to be good next year. NIL doesn't have any restrictions, so I don't know. Unload the truck, get him the Brinks truck, and pay the man.
I'll be interested because if I'm Cooper Flag, I'm not sure I want to go to the Washington Wizards. So, I mean, there's that. That's waiting on him, and that's purgatory.
What would you do if you were in his shoes?
I would stay.
You would?
With the landscape, what it is now, and the money he can make, knowing that I'm looking at going to Washington, I would obviously I would have to consult with my family and my team and see y'all check all of those things out, but I'm not sure that would be the worst thing for him.
That's Rich coming from him, by the way. He was drafted to the Clippers. You want to talk about a team that's NBA purgatory?
Maybe he's speaking from experience. Listen, I'm not going to take it personally. I don't care that he said the Wizards. I do think...
I'm a little offended, personally.
I'm not offended.
I'm kind of offended.
I mean, do think that Cooper Flagg should consider staying. I think the NBA life, it's great. You make a ton of money. It's also boring. You're in hotels all day. You're watching soaps. You sleep. Play video games. I don't know. It's better. The college experience is incredible. You're going to make $10 million in sneaker money and everything else. There's no need to... like speed up the clock, that old notion, because you're making $10 million right now.
There's no rush for him to leave. But if he avoids the Wizards in this draft cycle, first of all, he might not avoid them in the next cycle.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, I wouldn't do it to avoid the Wizards.
There's going to be another bad team waiting to pick you.
That's true.
Just in the same spot as the Wizards.
Yeah.
So Quentin Richardson, keep the Wizards name out your mouth about my guy Cooper Flagg.
Right.
Stop it already.
I mean, what are the better options? The Hornets? The Pelicans? I mean, they already destroyed Zion's career.
What are we talking about here? Like, these teams are in the same bucket.
Like I
all
say,
of them.
It's just that the Wizards have the worst record. Like, he's not even considering
Wizards
the fact that...
Wizards have an 86% chance to not get the pick. It's not about the Wizards to me. It's about the college experience. Any team you get drafted by, unless there's some weird trade, it's going to be terrible,
right,
to your point. It's not about the Wizards. It's about, like, those Duke Carolina games, that atmosphere that he clearly got off on and enjoyed. I mean, this guy, you could tell... he's all in. He looks like the epitome of a Duke player at this point. Why would you race out of
it? True, but with all that being said, certainly if Duke wins the national title, he gone.
He's gone no matter what.
Anyway.
Why?
Just because he knows he's going to be
NBA
the number one
life
pick.
Is kind of boring.
His stock is only going to go down.
You could say it's boring.
Is it boring making millions and millions of dollars?
He's making millions now.
He's
going
to make more in the NBA.
Who cares?
He's not going to have to bother with class or any of the other BS. He's just going to be a pro.
He'll take a joke class.
You think it's such a terrible life to go on a private jet every city? Making these millions of dollars, it's not horrible. You're making it seem like the NBA life is this horrible lifestyle.
Well, all I know
I think most of us would enjoy it.
Listen, sure, but the college years are special.
Yes,
you'll never get
college.
Rid of it. It's different.
But the chances, to me, him coming back to Duke, I know it's a discussion point, but it's kind of like Miles Garrett saying, I got to play for a contender.
You
then he gets millions
right.
of dollars, and he all of a sudden signs a contract.
I think it's mitigated by the fact that these guys can make so much. I think it's a real factor.
All these teams suck.
Somebody's going to stay.
He's not going to find a good team that's going to draft
him. It's not about that. You know what has an impression on me? I'll never forget it, is when Jason and I went and we had lunch with John Barry when he was with, and this is 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we had lunch with John Barry, met him at the Greenbelt Hilton, and he was playing for the Golden State Warriors. Rick Edelman was his coach.
You guys went to Fridays, right?
Yeah, but we went and we met him in his hotel room.
Right.
And all they do is sleep all day.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, he's a boring
life. That sounds great, actually. Sleeping all day.
But
sounds
since your
amazing.
Idea of a glamorous NBA life, you're at the Greenbelt Hilton, just in your room, just watching soaps, and you're waiting to go play the friggin' Wizards. I mean, it's.
But some of them then go to the clubs and bang sillies left and right.
Yeah, you do that
and then
in
you
college.
Can go any vacation you want, go to Turks and Caicos.
To me, my impression, college life greater.
I agree with you, but these guys aren't going to be waiting around. You think Cooper Flagg's going to play 4 years?
You want to bet these days at Duke?
No, I'm going to bet that somebody who's projected to be like a one or two.
It ain't going
to
be Cooper Flagg.
Somebody.
It's not even going to be Derek Queen.
Somebody's going to turn down the money and say, you know what, there's no rush. I'm making $10 million a year in NIL, and I love this experience. I love the college
Ace
atmosphere.
Ace Bailey's not going back to Rutgers.
The college atmosphere, college gyms, pwn NBA gyms, unless it's a playoff. The NBA regular season gym stinks.
Well, is Duke going to give him 40 years and $55 million?
No, but they'll give him $10
million.
They'll find a way to get him $10 million bucks in sneaker money, NIL, and everything else. I don't know. I don't think it's outrageous.
But he's guaranteed $60 million.
He'll get that. He'll get a big life insurance policy. Or, you know, health insurance, whatever. He'll get a big policy to protect against injury. So that mitigates the money. I'm telling you, money will be taken care of.
Maybe he'll be the first guy. I do think that the NIL money will help some people stay. I just can't see it with Cooper Flagg.
Sure. Yeah. I listen. I love being against the grain.
The other thing too, EB, is I know you don't seem to care about this.
I don't seem to care about this, but
part of the allure of the NBA, it's not just the money, it's playing against the best. So, you know, you could make an argument that a lot of guys could make a lot of money playing overseas and have a happier life because they only play
that
once
life
a week.
Also sucks.
They only play once a week.
I just think that's
a lot of people seem to love it. Go in Italy and play. It's low stress. Make millions.
You go
but
play
they want to play against
sure.
the best.
Go play in anonymity, and you could do that. You could make millions. Go play in anonymity in China.
Right.
Or you could be the centerpiece of your team at Duke and be an icon week to week. Or you go, like you say, Zion. How many people talk about Zion? Like, honestly. The only thing they talk about is what's he weigh this week? Is he playing or not? Is he playing back-to-backs? Like, he's having a great year. No one pays attention.
Right, because they're 17-48. Because they suck.
Because he's in purgatory. Now, I'm not necessarily agreeing with Quentin Richardson's point. I wouldn't avoid the draft because of certain teams. I would just avoid the draft because I think the NBA lifestyle, you know, especially for some of the bad teams, is kind of lame. If you play at Duke and you're Cooper Flag, your Q rating is so high.
Yeah, he's been there, done that.
What
would be so bad about the NBA lifestyle if you're on the Wizards? You get a silly apartment, penthouse apartment here downtown, so you don't really have to deal with the commute. You practice for a couple hours, and then Corey Kispert, he said, goes play golf all the time. That's all you do is play golf. So that'd be the life that you have, right? So they're young. They got millions. They practice a couple hours. They play golf. All right, then they get on a private jet and they go to Chicago.
How many years was Corey Kispert in school? Four?
He played a full complement of years. So he wasn't Cooper Flag.
He also wasn't the number one consensus guy.
Yeah. Right, but it's saying. But, I mean, he had his college experience. Now it's time to move on. There is a time to move on.
Okay.
Yeah,
they have guys on the team.
I'm arguing for superstars to think about staying in college because there's nothing like it. That's all. And because I think the money has mitigated the urge to just go out there and grab it while you get the bag.
I agree
with
that.
He's already got a bag.
Hey, look, I loved college. It's an amazing time in your life. And I get what you're saying, but I don't think the NBA life you're portraying is this awful life. I bet Bilal Coulibaly in his second year here in Washington is having a pretty good time.
I'm not saying it's an awful life. I'm just saying it's boring.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The college life is better.
But you know what? Single guys who have hot women throwing themselves at him, that's a pretty good feature.
He has hot silver right? throwing himself at him in college. Cooper Flag is nailing whatever he wants.
All right.
No, show me those hot sillies at Duke.
They don't have to be at Duke. They can be from Carolina.
He's got to travel to Sup Dogs in Chapel Hill.
Trust me.
It's not that far.
Five minutes away.
It's pretty close.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL. National NFL writer for the New York Post, Ryan Dunleavy, joins us as we get ready for NFL free agency, which starts up at noon.